We're talking with our Ag in the Classroom Teacher of the Year, Kimberly Pearson. Kimberly, tell me a little bit about your work in public schools there at Gore.
Well, I am a middle school and a high school teacher. Being in a small school, we wear several hats, and I teach science all day.
So tell me, why do you incorporate the lessons coming from Ag in the Classroom?
Well, agriculture, being born into a farming family, it's been very easy, and I love agriculture, and so I use those as examples because those are things that I actually know about, and it's easy for me to be able to incorporate that into my lessons.
So how do you utilize ag, incorporate it into the things you're trying to teach the students?
Well, if we're talking about DNA, we will go out to a pecan orchard and we'll pick up some pecans because every pecan has its own fingerprint, just like a human, and we bring that into there. If we're talking about chemistry, we may be looking at leavener products and how to make cornbread. And before we make cornbread, we make our own cornmeal. We go get our own corn out of the field and bring it and shuck it and shell it, and then we grind it before we do that. So those are some of the different things that I try to bring into the classroom.
What's the reaction from your students?
Oh, they love it. And like I was telling someone earlier, if I do it with one class and they see that, being in middle school and high school, you have seven different classes a day. The other classes are like, we've got to do that. I mean, and I may not do it that day, but I promise them they will. Every student, it doesn't matter if they're the 18-year-old or the 12-year-old, they love the agriculture.
So, as you incorporate these lessons into your daily activities, you feel like you're helping give them a little more insights about where their food comes from?
Oh, yes, because when I asked them where cornmeal came from, and the first time we did the cornmeal, they didn't have a clue. The store, it was their answer. And when we went and picked the corn, they still didn't understand, with this piece of dry corn, what we were going to do with it to get cornmeal. And then when we ground it up, they were like, that's cornmeal. And so little things like that make a difference.
When we think about, trying to keep our kids that are not on the farm clued in to where their food comes from, where do we need to go? How do we need to do a better job of getting that accomplished?
I think maybe it's just some exposure sometimes, maybe just bringing some different things into the classroom or a field trip to the field. I have actually taken my students to ride the combine to see how it's actually harvested. And I live in a small community, and my kids, even from a small community, didn't even know what was growing in that field. And we drive by there, and we may just spend 30 minutes on the bus. That's soybeans. And we get out and look at it. That's wheat. That's corn. And they're like, well, and then we've looked at a lot of germination rates on how different vegetables germinate different, and their maturity dates has made a difference. And just little things you can do in the classroom.
And I know that you were talking about that you had some high schoolers that were interested in doing something some of the small younger kids were doing as far as checking out agricultural equipment, tractors.
Oh, yes. Well, first time I had my Ag Day, I didn't scheduling time for my high school seniors who were helping me to get on the tractor and honk the horn. And they came to me with a problem, and they needed time to get on that tractor. And I never thought that they would want to get on the tractor, but even an 18-year-old is thrilled by getting on a large piece of equipment and honking the horn, something they'd never gotten to do.
You feel it, your family, your folks are still involved in production agriculture?
Yes, my family, they have a row crop production farm, and they grow soybeans, corn, and wheat pretty much. We do have a sweet corn. That's the only fresh vegetable that we grow, but they help me out so much. I could just say, can we go over there and climb on your brand new tractor, and they'll get it out and clean it up and have it ready. So for them, without them, I wouldn't be able to do as much as I get to do.
So connecting that production agriculture from your family to your students is it really does help.
Oh, yes. One thing, that's what I know, and I know about it. We talk about when things are planted, when they're harvested, how much irrigation do they need, and the new technology on all the equipment is how it will change, the seed that are being planted from dry land to wet land, and the GPS knows exactly, and we talk about a lot of that, and since I'm around it and I know about it, it's easy for me to teach it to them.